Listening Library presents The Sands of Shark Island by Alexander McCall Smith. Read for you by Nicholas Guy Smith. Chapter 1. A Trip in the Submarine. There were two reasons why Ben and Fee McTavish were lucky. The first was that they were both students on the school ship Tobermory, a school that was also a ship and that sailed all over the world. They had been sent there because their parents were well-known marine scientists and often had to be away from home on their research submarine.
"I'm afraid there are no schools underwater," said their father, "so it's going to have to be somewhere up above."
Ben and Fee were twins, and were both 12. Fee liked to point out, though, that she was 2 minutes older than her brother, and that, she claimed, was important.
"Even 2 minutes can make a big difference," she said.
To which Ben, if he heard her saying that, would reply, "Nonsense," which is what he often said if his sister came up with some remark with which he disagreed. He always said nonsense in a polite way, of course, as he and Fee never argued and always agreed on most important matters, if not on everything. The second reason why Ben and Fee were lucky was that they both had good friends, and these friends all got on well with one another, which is what most people hope their friends will do.
"It must be hard," Ben once said to his sister, "if you have a friend who doesn't like one of your other friends."